Give her time to change tape. Well, I'm excited. I don't know about anybody else is, but when Pastor asked me about getting up and you know, he said I had 10 minutes, so I told him, I think I can talk for 10 minutes, you know, mean. But you know, I'm thankful that we have an opportunity to do this. And a lot of times when we think, you know, just like Brother Rick said, I went down the road and got me a pop before I come up. And I noticed everybody at the service stations, they was all decked out, you know, and had their Happy New Year attire on, you know, and sparkles. And no doubt they're going out in the world tonight. But you know, what other good place would you rather be than here? You know, right here bringing in the new year with your church family, you know, and knowing that what God's got in store for us next year. You know, in we've all used Rachel's thing, you know, how we end this year and start the next year, how it's going to be, you know. But I think that we need to start off with a run. I mean, we've sat back and we've listened and we've heard all this all year long about how God wants revival and how we need to stir ourselves, you know. And Brother Kenny preached there, you know, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might in Ephesians 6:10. You know, and it tells us something that we need to be strong. You know, and we ought to have a unique sound about us. You know, people ought to know when they hear you that you're part of the church. I thought about Brother Scotty this when I was thinking about this. I thought, you know, he drives a Mustang. And everybody knows the sound of a Mustang, right? Usually when you hear one go by, you say, that's a Mustang. Am I right? Come on. I mean, and when people hear you talking, they say, oh, wait a minute. He's got the sound of the church in him. And that's what we ought to be recognized as, you know, that we've got a sound. That we've got a voice. Not only do we have a voice, but we have something else that lives inside us called the Holy Ghost. You know what? I'm going to just use Brother Scotty. You know, sometimes you go out of this parking lot and you hear him, he'll grab her up a little bit, then he'll shift her. Is it all right me talk about you? Yeah. You know, and I think sometimes, you know, we all need a shift. Right now we need a shift. But, you know, and we're at that point right now that where we need a shift. But some of us have lacked off a little bit, and we're downshifting. You know, I don't want to go back down. I don't want to go back where I come from. I don't want to be in lack. I don't want to be without faith. I don't want to be without the presence of God. But I want to shift over to that atmosphere to where there is a presence of God. That wherever I go, that wherever I might be, wherever I step into, wherever I go into a restaurant, wherever I go into, that people knows that there's something in about me that they want more like I've got. To be a witness. That's what we're called to be a witness. And I thought about this scripture in Psalms 100, this was my thing. In Psalms 100 and verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Man, we need to be doing that. I'm tired of hearing bloom, despair, and agony on me. See, that's that downshift. But he says, you know what he says? Serve the Lord with gladness. Are ye happy tonight that you're serving God? I mean, think about it. Are you really happy that you serve God? Well, we ought to be the most happiest people in the world because God chosen you to serve Him. He picked you out. You know, and He called you. And when He called you, He called some of us to preach. He called some of us to sing. He called some of us just to pray, be prayer warriors. We got to get. Everybody has a gift. And we need right now to join this gift as a church, as a body. You know, we all like different things. We all look different, you know. But as the body of Christ, we need to get together and look the same. But listen, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, and it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves, but we are His people and His sheep of His pasture. I belong to God. Do you belong to God? I belong to God tonight. Now listen to this. And it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord God is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures with all generations. Think about that. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You've got to visualize yourself. When you see thanksgiving, when you're giving that, I thought about, that's my message. Thanksgiving is just not for the month of November. But it's an everyday. Thanksgiving is a seed that you get every day to plant. You know what? And then how do I water that seed? With praise. I've got to have praise. So if I enter into his gates with thanksgiving, that means I'm visualizing. And then when I go into it and I have praise, you know what that means? All of a sudden I visualize, and then when I visualize, I've got to bring that visualization into audible. And that's where my praise comes in. And half of the church and half of us, we stop at a vision. We stop at thanksgiving. You know, and I'm thankful that when God gave me this, and you know, even Rita kind of spoke some stuff to me. You know, I wrote this down. Thanksgiving is not finishing by thinking it's incomplete. To complete it, you need to visualize it and audible. How many times you say this and you let it go there? Well, I thank God for this, but we let it go with that. So when we enter in 2024, we need to enter it with thanksgiving. And you know what? And we need to plan a vision for ourselves this year. You know what? And write down that vision for you. Write it down and set yourself a goal in God, not in the world or not losing weight, not trying to not eat nothing, but set yourself a goal in God this year. You know what? And write it down like that. And put it to where you can see it every day. And when you accomplish it, you know what you need to do? Don't take it down. Don't hide it. Put it over to the side and write you another one. Because you know what? That's where we're failing at. We get to that point in our life, you know what? And we say, well, I've made it. I quit. But we need more. We need more, you know? And when you think about it, I thought about Jesus. When he went to the tomb of Lazarus, and he got there, you know, and here they all was whining and crying, and the atmosphere was just sad. And Jesus tells them, first he tells them that Lazarus is asleep. You know, then his disciples said, well, then why are we going? Well, if he's asleep, then why are we going? What's the purpose of going? If he sleeps, somebody go over and wake him up. And then Jesus looks at him and says, Lazarus is dead. And he's going for a reason. What was the reason? So that the people could see the works of God. And not, Brother Rick, and not just the people that was there, but the ones that was following with him, his disciples, they needed to see. And that's what we need to do. We need to see. And when he got there, you know what? And here they was. You know, Lord, if you'd have been there, this could have happened to this and this and this. You know what? But he realized, you know, and he tells them that he is the resurrection. I'm paraphrasing this, if that's all right. Then he goes on and he says, where have they put him? Where's he at? And they take him to the tomb. And then one says, oh, no, let's not open him up because he stinks by now. Well, the world stinks. The world stinks, people. You know what? And we're letting that stink get involved with our lives, you know, and our everyday thing. You know what? We need to get the world. I'm talking about me. Point my finger at me. We need to get the world out of our lives right there, you know what, and get more of God. You know what he says? He prays. And the first thing he does, he says, I thank you, God, that you hear me. Whew, that's powerful. Thanksgiving. How much of your thanksgiving, when you give thanksgiving, do you mean? You know, that's a powerful word. It's an everyday seed, I said. You know, and Pastor sung the song a while ago, and gratitude, you know, and we think about that. That's powerful. I thought he was going to preach my message. I said, shh, get up, shut up. But when he said, thank you, I thank you that you hear me. And then he looks and then he says, with an audible voice, he says, Lazarus, come out. And what happens? Lazarus comes out. You know, and think of this right here. Let me read you something down. Visualizing is the seed for miracles. When you visualize it, it's your seed for your miracle. But you know what? But when you vocalize it, that's the water that you need for the seed. So you know what? What we need to do today here, you know what? We need to be more vocal than we are silent. We've been saying all year long, I've heard this all year long. You know what? We need to be more vocal. We need to be more louder. We need to be more joy. We need to be ha, 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 happiness. You know what? We need to have this. But you know what? If we sit there tonight and look at each other like, well, you make the first move. No, you make the first move. No, I think I'll wait on this one to make the first move. No, we need to be the one that moves. They sing the song, we need a move. You know what the move is? That means you and I inside this church that we have to do something and we need to be vocal. And when we get vocal in this church, you know what? Miracles will begin to happen. Miracles. You want a night of miracles? Let me tell you what. The only way you can get a night of miracles is that you've got to be vocal. And we've got to stir. You know what? And that starts with us. Starts with you and I. You can't possess it if you can't see it. You can't possess it. You can't. You know what? You've got to see it before you can get it. And then you know what? Then after you see it, you've got to believe it. And then after you believe it, you know what you do? You've got to start thinking about it. You know what? And giving God thanks for it. And then after you do that, then you've got to make it vocal. You know what time? Might be wrong, but. But the only time that we're really vocal is when we're facing the mountain. That's most of the time. When we're facing a mountain, then we become vocal. But we need to be every day vocal. Every service vocal. When you wake up in the morning, you need to be vocal. You know, like I said, you need to wait, high speed. Maybe you might want a high speed dance for a while. You know, but in everything that you do, praise the Lord. Thank you. Jesus said, take away the stone. Just take it away. Just move it. You know why? Because he knew that he didn't need it no more. Could you imagine when Lazarus come out of the tomb? He was wrapped and bound. That's a miracle in itself. That, you know, the much of that he was prepared and they had prepared him. You know, no doubt he walked out there like a mummy, but you know what? But when God said, come, he had to move. Something moved for him. In the world, that's what the world today is. They want to get you right there and they want to wrap you up like that and they want to bound you and make you like a mummy where you just walk around and mum all the time and you're not vocalizing what you need. But I'm here to tell you that God's saying to the church tonight, you know what? We need to get out of that tomb, you know what? Get off that table right there and begin to praise him like he said us to praise him and enter his courts with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. You know what? We need to have praise tonight. We need to stir ourselves tonight. We need to know that it's going to be vocal. We need to know, look at your neighbor and say, listen, I'm going to be loud the rest of the year. I'm going to be loud next year. If you don't like somebody being loud, you might want to move seats. That's where we need to be. You know, just like Brother Rick said, it was loud where the parties he went to was loud. We're at a party tonight. We're celebrating Jesus. I thank God for every opportunity that he gives us. Let me share something else with you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, right? In everything give thanks, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Think about that. We could stop right there. Concerning who? Us. What's he concerned about? That we give thanksgiving in everything. What does it say? Even in the bad, give praise. Even in the good, give praise. When you're on top of the world, it's easy to praise God, ain't it? But when you're facing that report, you've been there. Some of you have been there. It's hard, ain't it? You know, and then we fall back in lack. We give thanksgiving. We take that shift. We move over into another gear, and we go ahead right there, and then we hear that right there. All of a sudden, it's brought to our attention. You know why? And the devil starts whispering in your ear, uh-oh, you're in trouble now. And then we begin to lack. When we ought to just say, you know what? Rev her on to the floor and go with them one more shift. Go again. You know what? We've got more. We are supposed to be godlike. Greater things we are supposed to do than what he did. He said he gave that to us, greater things. We have a choice. We have a choice that we can choose that whether we want to do good things or bad things. We got a choice whether we want to praise God or not praise God. We got a choice when we come in here every Sunday or every Wednesday night that whether we know what, we want to praise him or sit there and not praise him. We got a choice in our life whether we want to get saved or not get saved. You know what? You can run all you want to run. You can hide all you want to hide. But God loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to change your life. And he wants to put you on the right path starting out in 2024. You know what? Will be a good time to say, you know what, God? Tonight's going to be my night because I'm going to give it to you. And that's what we need. We need to make a shift for ourselves. Quit using excuses. Quit using things. God loves you. And God wants you. Listen, he said in verse 18, in everything give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Quench not the Spirit. It's time to quit quenching the Spirit. But let it work. Despise not prophecy. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And abstain from all appearance of evil. Wow, we need to walk, talk, act, dress like the church. Wherever we are. That's our chains, that's our gear. To visualize. To vocal, be vocal. That means he's got a vision. I mean, you've got a vision for yourself, really. Do you? Then how many are making it vocal tonight? You know what? In tonight when you stand up here and we begin to pray after a while, you know, and we're going to take communion and stuff. You know what? When you give God thanks for that, you know, and you visualize what you're going to do tonight, begin to vocalize it. You need a healing? Begin to vocalize this. I'm the healed of God. I'm the healed of God. And even when you think of this, you know, gratitude. I was reading and looking and searching, and they done a scientific study. And they come up with that gratitude and anxieties, there's no possible way they can live in the brain together at the same time. And I thought, well, that's good. But you know what? For 1 minute, we've got gratitude. And then the other rest of the time, we're in anxiety. We're freaking out. You know, come on, let's be real. You know, we're freaking out. But in all things, count it all joy, right? That when you fall into this diverse temptation, count it all joy. One joy, two joy, three joy, four, five joy, six joy, seven. Anybody got any joy? Yeah. How many got bills? You got bills? I got more. How many got more than one bill? Well, there's a couple of joys right there already lined up for you. You know what? And it's the way that you look at it. It's your attitude. It's your attitude how you go into this year, you know. And you go into this year with an attitude, you know what? You're going to have this positive attitude, you know what? This is going to be my year. This is going to be the church year. You know what? Yeah, Pastor, we don't have no big fancy word, do we? I ain't heard no, you know, everybody, all big preachers usually try to come out with a big fancy word that 2024 will be a year of this or that. But it's a year of God. It's the year that He's made. It's the acceptable year. It's a, and the Bible tells me that that every year is a jubilee year now. It's a jubilee year. You know what that means? That I'm forgiven and that all things are going to be restored back to me. See, and I want that. Did you want that? You know, hey, I want that more than anything. I want more of church. I want more of God. I want more of everything in this house. Every time that there's the doors open, you know what? I want to be there. That's what we ought to have an attitude. You know what? I don't go to church on Wednesday night, but I'm going to start going to church on Wednesday night. Everybody said, But more of it. You know, and more, you know, even when, you know, when Jesus went down and there was the 5,000. And he looks over the mountain. He went up on the mountain and he looks and he asks, he said, how are we going to feed these? And they tell him that, you know, we have 200 penny loaves, something like that. You know, we ain't got enough. Somebody says, but, hey, there's a little dude down here that's got five loaves and two fish, like a Happy Meal. You know? And Jesus said, well, you just make them all sit down. Just have them all sit down. Have all the men sit down on the grass. And the Bible says that when he took it, he gave thanks. See, something about that thanks. But, no, well, that was Jesus. Jesus has a right. You know, he's more powerful. No, he says he gives that to us, too. He broke it, and he gave thanks. And then he distributed it back out to the disciples one at a time. Here's your part. Here's your part. And then he says, you go feed them. And you read it. I mean, we read it, but I don't want to for time's sake. But he goes out, and he says that all was filled. I think maybe some of you might have had seconds. Come on. I know, I know if you're like me, I ain't satisfied with one. I usually have to have seconds and thirds, don't you? Yeah, I mean, we'll just be honest, you know what? And he said, they was always filled, and they were. And after they was always filled, you know what? He told him, he said, you gathered up the rest of it. And there was 12 baskets left over. You know, good measure. Pressed down, shaking together. Why? Because he gave thanks. You know what? And that's where we need to be at tonight. We need to give thanks for this. We need to walk into 2024 with thanks. You know what? What do you think? I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful that I'm a member of New Generation Church, one that's going to see miracles move. You know what? I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that God's going to move on my behalf this way. I'm thankful that He's going to save my children. You know what? I'm thankful that He's going to heal my family. I think that He's going to heal me. And then we need to walk on into that right there. You know what? And don't quit just after the first of the month, but keep that 12 months and go on into the next year. And when you get there, shift gears and take it up a notch. I mean, we need to take it up a notch. You know, who needs this? Who needs it? I do. I need it. Why do I need it? Because I'm faced with the devil every day. I'm faced with the world challenges every day. You know, the world, and you look at how it is going, they're trying their best to shut up the church. Like Rick said, you know, we need a backbone. We do need a backbone. But if we're not vocal, he don't care for you thinking. He don't care for you thinking. You can think all you want to think. But what he really worries him is when you become vocal. That's when he gets worried. You see, and that's what we need to be teaching. We need to be more vocal with this, with our prayers. We need to be more vocal with our giving. Don't be afraid of it. I'm a giver. Tell the devil, so I'm a giver. You can't take this from me, devil, because I'm a giver. The Bible says I'm a giver. So you can't take this. I always say, you know what? My house was took from a tornado out there. Someday somebody's going to pay my house off. People say, well, that's food. No, it ain't. I believe that. Somebody's going to walk up and say, here, brother, great, there's your check. I'm going, woo. Why? Because what I had was paid off and he stole it from me. See, you know what? But you can't do it if you don't vocalize it. See, you know what? You can think it all you want, but if you don't put it into vocalizing, you know what? And bring it out there, what can the devil hear? Yes, the devil might hear it. But when he hears you, you know what? He ought to be just like that sound of that Mustang right there. When he hears your voice, you ought to scare him to death. The devil ought to be afraid of you. He is afraid of you. You know what? He's got us all food that we're afraid of him. But no, it's the other way around. We're the church. We're the body of Christ. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know what? I've got something to stand on tonight. What is that? The Word of God. I've got more than the Word of God. You know what? Because I've got the Holy Ghost living in me. You know what? And that's like having a supercharge on that Mustang. You all miss it. You know what? You get supercharged up. Be what I want tonight, Lord. You know what? Supercharge me. Where I be loud. Think. And you might be the one that take a little loaf of bread and break it and feed 5,000. Gratitude. Just a few things and I'll quit. Gratitude motivates us to look for the Lord's purpose. When you're thankful, you'll look for the purpose of God. Your thanksgiving has got a sound of its own, but your praise ought to be different than your thanksgiving. It's a different thing. I don't know the Hebrew word for it, but I couldn't. It's tudah or something, name of the word. But, you know, it means to be vocal. Not only does it mean to be vocal, but it means to be visualized. So you've got to do both. In that set, in that atmosphere, that's what it's wanting you to do, is to put that together. And tonight I believe God's trying to tell us that we need to put it together. We do need a reset, a divine reset. God needs to divine reset us back to the day that we got saved because we was happy. We was unstoppable. You could took a squirt gun and went and fought the pits of hell and tried your best to put it out, wouldn't you? Right? Wait a minute, give me, you know what? But you know what happens? We run out of water. And then we don't know how to reload. But you know what? There's enough teaching in this church that it learns you how to refill your gun. You know what? And it starts with praise. You know what? It starts every Sunday, you know what? With praise and worship. That's how you reload. You might walk in here on Sunday morning, you might be empty. But thank God, time you leave out here, you're locked and loaded. You know what? They used to say in the Army, lock and loaded, down, clear down range, go ahead and far away. You know what? And when you walk back out that door, you ought to look at there and say, listen, devil, I'm locked and I'm loaded. and you're not going to back me down today. You know what happens, Sister Paula? Sometimes we back down. We back down. Then we back up. David didn't back down or back up when he took on the giant. But he was vocalizing. He was loud. Come on. He told the enemy what he was going to do to him. And the enemy laughed at him, right? But you know what? But that did not stop David. And David, when he got ready and he took, you know, and he took off after the enemy, what did he do? He didn't take off walking, but the Bible says that he took off in a run. And the whole time that he was running, he was just yapping at his mouth. Then he was getting geared up. And when he got to the point to where he needed to, God said, let her go. And he, and direct hit. See, that's us. When we leave here, let's take off running. Don't let the enemy run you the other way, but run towards it. You know what? And shout him down. That's it, shout him down. When the doctor looked at you and said, listen, doctor, I know what you're saying and I know what you're doing, and you give me a report from what you think you know, but I tell you what, I'm glad you gave me this report because I'm going to take it back to church, and when I get back to church, I'm going to lay it down at the altar and I'm going to put it at the feet of Jesus and I'm going to walk out of there and I'm going to be different. That's how you change. You vocalize. Do you love the Lord? I got more, but I'll just save it for another time. I'm going to be vocal. I'm going to be loud. Not only am I going to be loud, but you know what? I'm not going to let anxiety mess with me. It don't belong in the church. You know, depression don't belong in the church. Depression don't blow. I'm going to get in trouble here, but depression don't belong in the child of God. It don't. I am filled. I'm full of glory. Unspeakable glory. Overflowing joy. I've got more joy now than I've ever had in my life. And it needs to be expressed. You know why we face with the things we face with? Because we accept it. We just accept it. Okay, that's it. But don't accept the world. Don't accept bad reports. But what you need to accept, say, listen, I'm gonna use this Psalms 100 to my advantage. I'm going to have a joyful noise. Right? No matter if you can sing or you can't sing, you know what? God loves to hear you when you make a joyful noise. When you start praising His name, I tell you what, it's joyful to Him. That's your version, ain't it? You know what? And then I'm going to start with thanksgiving. I'm going to give thanks. And then I'm going to enter to His courts with praise and thankfulness. And when I come out of 2024 next year, I'm going to be a changed person. Ain't no use to look back. You can't never gain ground looking back. You got to look forward. Pastor preached that here a while back, you know, about pressing towards that future, that mark. Press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. Press towards that mark. Have a vision. Write it down. The Bible says to write it down. Write it up on your heart. Write that vision down. You know what? And I encourage you to write you a vision down where you can see it every day. You know where you go every day? To the bathroom, to the mirror. And you look at the mirror or the refrigerator. You're right. Put it to where you can see it. And every time you see that vision, give praise over it. Vocalize it. And see when it changes. But if you write that vision and you never say nothing to that vision, it'll never change. Do you love the Lord? Are you excited? Give the Lord some praise.